Well, hello and welcome to our wealth creation program with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty Cody and I'm your host. And thank you so much for listening in. Today I'm bringing you part two of a three-part series of yet another legendary segment coming straight from Global Top Achievers 2018 in Maui. Now, Global Top Achievers is an event that has been happening for years and years, and it's where we bring the Isagenix top leaders together for an in-depth training and sneak peeks into all of the exciting things that have yet to come in Isagenix. It's a very exciting event. And today, in our leadership meeting, Master Trainer David T.S. Wood is going to focus on rank advancements. He's going to ask Lindsay Winia, Jessica Regner, Emily and Hayden Vavra, Trudy Maples, and Lynn Hagedorn about how they help their people climb in the ranks. This is a huge deal, guys. This is where all of the money making happens, and your team grows and explodes. So this impressive panel is going to answer how you help someone move from a customer into an associate, also how to help someone who's stalled out in their business, and how to develop executives on their team. So let's listen in.
By far the biggest stack when we had all your questions, enrollment was like this, which means there's a lot of people in the room who are quite new still, and that enrollment process is something they're still working toward. But leadership development was by far the number one question across the board in this room. And again, we've looked at the stats. So we've got some people here who've shown remarkable growth in these last 12 months. So we're going to ask them. And the reason we're using the last 12 months is because the world is constantly changing. What worked 2 years ago may not be working effectively today. So we're looking for relevancy today. Does that make sense? All right. So we're just on results. So Lindsay Winia, I'm sure I said it wrong. 100% growth in her business last year. Jessica Regner, 87.5% growth. Emily Hayden, 54 personally enrolled rank advancements last year. And Trudy Maples, 60 personally enrolled rank advancements. Let's bring up. If you're in the room, is any of those in the room? As fast as you can. There you go.
These people didn't know we were going to call on them either.
No one knows we're calling on them. There was no, so don't look shocked. We may need one more chair. Can you grab one more chair? Thanks, buddy. All right. Can we give them a real round of applause? Because they're still all looking shocked. All right. So, again, we'll just... One of the big questions in the room was, how do you move a customer to an associate? What's the bridge? What do you find that's working, that's moving a customer to an associate? Again, whoever wants to answer, whoever's got that, again, so you can pass the mic down, whoever's ready, so. It's on, yeah.
I think a lot of you in here have heard my Don't Make It Weird video, and that's really the whole platform that I use with my entire team. If you're not teaching people to share with two people, you're making it weird. Sharing with two people is not doing Isagenix as a business. It's being a nice person. You know, it's not building a team or whatever. So that's the main thrust and effort that I've used with my entire team. I'm pretty sure the video is out on YouTube if any of you haven't seen it. But I just tell my people to stop making it weird. It's not, you can get everyone to share with two people. And so that's kind of the focus that we take.
I love to share with people that they can get their products paid for, that this is their own online health and wellness store, and that, you know, everybody likes free. If they were to walk into their own grocery store and the manager said, would you like what's in your basket for free? We can do that here and offer that to you here at Isagenix. And trust me, you're going to want to have this in your body for the rest of your life. And so let me show you how to get that for free.
I think we've started doing something a little bit differently.
Put it right on your chin.
We've made it part of our talk track to say, who are the two people that are going to try this with you? So you're making an investment. Who are the two people that are going to try this with you and hold you accountable? If you trust me to set you up for success, let me explain to you that we'll quit on ourselves. It's human nature, but we'll show up for our friends. And I think people have really resonated with that. And I talk to them about, and then when you know them and you suggest people for them, it makes it easier. easier. So I would say, Kristen, will Dave do it with you? And also your friend Jamie. Will those two people do it with you? Of course they'll try it with you. This talk track to say, who are the two people they're going to try it with you? And people are in that answering questions mode. They're already giving you their address and their phone number and their credit card number and what flavor shakes they want. Then they just are answering those questions. Who are the two people?
Beautiful. Good. So everything they said, but what I always do is cast the vision, and this may or may not be for you, but guess what? We're in this for the long haul.
Natalie, can you do me a favor? Just help people grasp this, because it's so easy to say, I tell them a story. Pretend you're telling a story. Just let them hear a kind of story you tell so they can really hear how you do it.
Yeah, so we just enrolled a woman that had a newborn baby, and she said, I don't want the business, just want the products, it's great. And I said, I totally understand what you're saying. My best friend Courtney was the same exact way. She just wanted products until her husband said, hey, you know what, you've got to go to work now. We've got to put Kingston in daycare, and she was devastated. And the cool part was is she was in the organization for a couple years and had a position waiting for her, and she decided just to get going on it, and now she's able to watch him full-time at home while building a business. So again, I'm just relating it back to whomever I'm speaking to so they can see themselves in that. Awesome. Casting a vision, always casting a vision.
All of it. Well, and I always say, hey, the company is going places with or without us, or with or without you, but we're on the train. So I advise you that you hop on it so you can benefit from everything else that's going on, because we're not stopping anytime soon.
Yeah. And Lynn, I'm just going to give you a warning. There's a few questions here for you as well, but I'm going to ask them afterwards, just so you know. So just, this is an interesting one. It came up a lot. I mean, I'm talking a lot in this room. How do I help my team member who is stalled at a rank? How do I help my team member who's stalled at a rank? Any wisdom in this room? How do I help a team member who's stalled? You say potato and I say potato. You say tomato. Oh, sorry.
I think start asking them questions. You know, when's the last time you enrolled somebody? When is the last time you had a launch party or did an opportunity meeting or, God forbid, talked to somebody on the phone? You know, when is the last time you did those things? Let me know. Because most of the time, if they're stalled, they haven't done anything in a very long time.
We just finished a shake drop, right? Pina colada. And a lot of you saw the training that I did with, you know, getting the word out about the shake drop. But, you know, I utilize those, you know, events to really help people with their rank advancements and get them to the next level. But what I found is the people who rank advanced last week in my organization are the people who are really plugged in to the cycle goals of the people on their team, right? Getting people paid. So, you know, what I would ask someone is, what is so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so's next cycle goal? And my team's always freaked out because I know every single person on their team who's working this as a business or who wants it. They're like, how do you know everyone's name? I'm paying attention. And so you have to know who these people are, and you have to know what they want, like, period.
You're amazing.
That was really good. That was so good.
She's a rock star. I love her. I would say I've gone to people on our team who have been at a rank for quite a while, and I would just tell them, you know, you're just not coachable. You know, when you're ready to re-engage again and be coachable, I'm here for you. But I'm not going to work with you or help you if you're not ready to engage. And I said that to someone who was actually at our influencer summit last December. Nathan and I paid to have all the girls in our room together because I thought that would be just really awesome. These top leaders were all together. And one of my dear friends, I just said, you know, you're just not being coachable. And I want to help you. And you're comfortable. And it was just in the last 2 weeks from that moment that we had that conversation, and it was hard for her to hear that from me, and I said it in total love because I care about her and I care about her family, and she knows I deeply love her and care for her. She called me And she said, I'm ready. And I'm tired of being comfortable. What do I need to do? And we just talked through a plan, and we talked through, you know, it's mastering the mundane. It's all the things that she did in the beginning. And she's ready to ramp it up again. And she's Marco pulling me, and she's asking me for advice, and I'm giving her clues. And then she'll tell me what she's done and what happened from the in the results of that. And that makes me so excited. And just like Kathy said, like, you know, I'm going to work with the people who really want to work, not the people who you meet with and you tell them and share with them and give them ideas, and then they do nothing. So that was really awesome, and I'm so excited for her.
I will tell one thing that happened on our team, where that I say that we have these OGs, like our original gangsters, people that came in and they did great, and then they got really comfortable because money was, it was fun. Like you said, at Top Achievers last year, 2 years ago, that I think people just get comfortable. And one thing that really happened was we had some rock stars. I went out and did a whole new recruiting because last year at Top Achievers, you said, go find your next class. And I listened to you. And I went out and found a whole new class that ran and infused this brand new reignited energy into our team. And at ICU Philly, we had a top leaders dinner. And at one end were the OGs. And at the other end was all this new blood, all these people that ran to executive. And everybody went around and talked. And what the my top earner on my team, who has been with me but got stuck, said is, watching the new people infuse me with this excitement again. The second part of what I think you need to do is, I think you need to, if someone's serious, I think we need to always recommit people's commitment to this. Like, are you serious? On a scale 1 to 10, how serious are you and why? And once they're serious, and give them permission that it's okay, because I don't do CPR at the morgue anymore. I stopped doing that, and that really made a big difference in my business. So no more CPR at the morgue, and I give them permission that you might be a great employee and this might not be for you, and that's fine. It's okay. I still like you independent of Isagenix, and I want your life to be blessed. It's okay. And honestly, it's very freeing for you and the person to give them permission, because some people are in this because they think they're afraid of disappointing you and they're exhausting you. So, but I got in their business. Like, I know my girlfriend of mine is here, and she said, you're in my business all the time. And Jani Elo was in my business. I didn't even want her in my business, and she was in it, and thank goodness. I thank God every day. But it's literally, she would say to me, Barb needs one more, and I wouldn't even know who she meant. Or she would say, like, you got to capitalize on these pools right now. So you have to be in there. If you're going to run with them, we have an obligation to these people who've invested in us to say, I will know it more than you. I will want it as much as you do. And so it's literally getting in the business and go, what about Susie? What about Bob? Is Bob, let me get on the phone with Bob. Send me a message with Bob so I can cast the vision and help you, and you can hear what I'm saying.
Kathy, anything? Good? All right. The last question for this. This was written a lot. How do I break executives? Right? So again, however that is, how are you creating executives, whether you break them or not? How are you doing it? And they really want to know how, because it seems so many people in the room, that's their struggle, right? They've been around a long time, they're able to enroll, but actually creating executives is really seems to be a lot across the board, quite a struggle.
This is so great. I've learned.
Just Emily, put it right there.
Okay, from, you know, Kathy, you always say work with five. You know, so what we do is pre-qualify. Who wants to go for executive? Of course, everybody and their mom wants to go for executive, right? So again, ask how much time are you gonna invest. I ask all those pre-qualifying questions. Find the committed ones. So right now, I have a group of 7 women that are going for executive. We're on a Facebook message together. We jump on Zoom. We're doing 3-way calls for each other. They're doing 3-way calls for each other when we're here. They're all running together. They all went to ICU in Philly. That's one of the things I said, if you're going to work with me, because a lot of them are new, you have to go to the next event. So we all went to ICU Philly. It was amazing, by the way. And 2 of the 7 just hit executive. So we've got to get the rest there. But my whole point is, I'm just working with a really small group, and we're all going together, and they're feeding off of each other's momentum and belief. And there's been days where a couple of them wanted to quit, you know, but they're talking to each other, keeping each other motivated. So the pressure is not just on me right now. They're using each other for it. So I would say just finding the committed ones, putting them together in small groups, and then my time is going into them right now. My 3-way calls, the Zooms, all of it is just driving them to executive status. let's go. And then once they get there, obviously reward them. At Celebration, we'll have an executive party where all the executives, I got this from Laura and John Stevens, we did, we'll have an executive party, not only the new executives, but the paid as executives within our organization. Okay, they have to be paid as, and we're publicly showing who's paid as, and there's 4 stars that aren't paid as, there's 5 stars that aren't paid as, and they're leaving money on the table. So what we'll do, we'll have a dinner that night with all the paid as executives within our organization, so it's the standard. We're setting the standard, and obviously that starts with us.
Yeah, you clap as much as you want, people.
Yeah, we put, I'll just, real quick, we put a huge emphasis on it. And so our team party, you have to be executive. You have to be paid as executive, because once you get to executive, we all know that that's not it. I mean, as soon as you get there, the faster it's going to leave. So we really emphasize that executive status, and I'll even call out to some of our 3 stars, 4 stars, and figure out how much money they're actually leaving on the table with the executive leadership pools, because that's a huge motivator for a lot of them. So I think it's the putting the emphasis on it every single day, every single team call, every single time you're on a, you know, you're on a coaching call, whatever it may be, but getting that track to executive, running that chart with people, and having it be at the forefront of their mind. Because then we're back to the basics, keeping it simple, enrolling, creating consultants, getting to the next step.
These are really good tips. I was wondering, how do you cast the vision for the executive? Because obviously, you know, you probably do that all the time, but maybe some people need some tips on casting the vision. What do you say to them about that?
I love casting the vision for executive. We've been in Isagenix for 3.5 years, and we have 15 executives. And I really love the opportunity in the business. It drives me. I think it's our very best thing that we have here. And the one we just recently rank advanced, what's that saying? You can never say the right thing to the wrong at the wrong time, et cetera. When the person is ready, they're ready. And so always being there and encouraging them and seeing if they're ready. And then when they are, just running with them. And I think something that's really important, I know Lindsay and I do it on our team all the time, you have to do it with them. I love what Darren Hardy said when he said, you know, I believe it was him, where doing it with your team. You know, every time there's a Crystal Rapid reset, we hit it. We hit it with them. Rewind with them. We don't just sit up there and go, you should do this and that. We're running a site with them. And I think that that builds that momentum and it gets them excited because they see us doing it with them and hitting it again and again. And when they do hit executive, they need to do it again and again. I remember when I hit executive for the first time, I just was like, oh, thank God. Like, and Tiana's like, do it again. And I wanted to punch her in the face. And I was just like, okay, she is my sister. And I said, okay. And I just did it again and again. But it's because it solidifies your business center. You know, you got 5 and 5, and then you got 10 and 10, and then you got 15 and 15. And you're just like, do it again, do it again. And so all these people that just hit this crystal rapid reset, you got to cast a vision and tell them to do it again. Because when they go to those emails, someone's going to fall out and they're like freaking out. And they're like, I worked so hard to get that. They got to do it again because people will fall out. And I love casting the vision. I think it's really powerful.
I really utilize the rapid reset. You know, I mean, again, I guess I'm big on utilizing whatever the company is doing. I'm going to go after it. But we rank advanced 20 executives in our organization with the rapid reset. And it was really a group effort. We really did kind of pile them all into a group together, kind of like Emily does, but there was a lot of them. And they really just fueled each other. And there were days where I wouldn't say a word. And they were all in there just pushing each other on and just being like, I did it, you can do it. You've only got to do this, just call everyone, you know. And they were, and I was just like, I mean, it was all things we said, but sometimes I think they need to hear it from someone else who's pushing right alongside them. And I mean, clearly I'm pushing alongside them, but like sometimes it has to be, I call myself the magical unicorn on my team. I say, please stop telling your people to look at me. Please stop telling them I may as well be a magical unicorn. No one understands me. You know, they all think I'm crazy. They all think I'm insane. They all think they can't do what I did because they are seeing me now. They didn't see what I've done over the past 3 years. They are looking at you. So if you want them to do it, if they want to do it, they're looking straight at you. And you need to be the one to take them on that journey. But we did find that putting them together and letting, it's Tanya. She always says, iron sharpens iron. You know, and she, in her little passionate little person way. But it really does, you know. You get them in there together and they start bumping and grinding and they get excited and it's contagious.
Is that good? Yeah. All right. You want to add? Yeah.
I would love to get some shares from you of something you may implement from this group or the one before. Can we hear?
I'm going to do that in a second. Just one sec. Because I just want to, Lynn, I'm just going to come out there. Because I know you're a great proponent of the room teaching the room, and that's why I didn't put you on a panel. But so many questions did come to you. On this subject of executives, leadership, people are asking, you know, how do you spend your day? Do you spend 80% of your time doing enrolling and 20% leadership development? So there's a lot of questions around that. I just wonder if you want to impart your wisdom on anything you've heard so far before we go to the shares.
First of all, amen, Kathy, to more about the opportunity. And for both Michael and me, we're not huge enrollers, but I feel like I am because I'm enrolling in my organization. Does that make sense? Think about that. You are enrolling every single day in your organization. If you have 5 people, 10 people, 15 people, 100 people, every day we are in there and we're finding out, like, who wants this? Who has a burning, burning desire to change their current circumstances in life? And you are running with those people. And I'll tell you what, that is fun. That is fun. And they see that. So are we putting that out there to bring new people into our organization? Absolutely. But I think we have to be really, really careful that we're not running so hard to try and find the new person that we don't miss the ace that's right under our nose. Yeah. Yeah.
What a fabulous podcast. I so love our leaders. They're brilliant. Make sure you catch part 3, our final podcast, focusing on motivation. This is huge to keep you going, to find out what makes you tick. So until next time, best of success.